This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past 7 after the hour. It's April 4th, you knew that, right? Did anybody do any good April Fool's things? I didn't hear too many stories about April Fool's stuff.
This is the same when there's something over the weekend. Most times we're excited. It's actually happening on the weekend. Hooray. But for some reason with April Fool's, we're like, no, that has to be on a weekday.
Yeah.
We forget about it if it's on a weekend.
Right. Isn't that funny? It is kind of funny under the circumstances. All right. So let's see what's happening here. Looking at the weather around the country. I know going out to the West Coast on Friday and then coming back yesterday over the central part of the country was kind of a rough. It was a worse ride going out on Friday. It was hard to get around. I think I told you the story a month or so ago when I was going out one weekend, and we went all the way up into Canada and down over Montana, which is an hour out of the way, and we landed at LAX on fumes because it burned up so much fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out on Friday last week, it did. They sort of took the same route, but they didn't go all the way in Montana. They came down over Denver, escaping the big storm that was going. It was pretty much a north-south storm, Chicago down to New Orleans, and then that headed east. And there were more tornadoes. Good heavens, over the weekend, there were lots and lots of tornadoes, the weather, people getting killed, and that's what happens this time of year. But you look at some of the video, Jay, of some of these storms and what they've done. Good Lord.
Messy. Yeah.
Yeah. The weather's supposed to be better this week, but there still are storms crossing the country. So it's just one of, you know, it's the time of year. We're in that time of year. There always are weather problems, right? That's why we like talking about the weather as much as we do. Yep. It's spring. And it's tornado time, it's fall, mm-hmm. It's hurricane time, it's winter, it's snowstorm time. Did you hear what Jack said about Utah? He didn't say that on the air, though, did he? He said he was telling us about it before. Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake City and is an important part of this program, was saying that they have had 70 inches of snow on the ground in the last, week or so. It just keeps snowing and snowing and snowing. So there's a warning because the snow is about to start melting. It's supposed to be in the 70s in Salt Lake at some point this week. So all that snow is going to melt, and with it will come all of the mud and the stuff that's in the mountains, and what will that do to the roads? And it'll go down the river, and it'll go out all the way over to California and out into the ocean. Well, who knows whether that's really going to happen or not, because the amount of snow, as they say in the news media, is unprecedented. Right.
Look up a thesaurus and get a new word already.
Yeah. Please already. The new biggest advertiser on the radio is Big Pharma. And so as we think about, I make my living selling advertising so you folks can hear this program. We've got to have advertising in order to pay Jay and pay the expenses, pay James, who's at the main studio in Dallas. That's the way it works. And so now it's become the number one category. Spending on pharmaceuticals has gone up 59% since COVID and the pandemic. Imagine that, everybody's spending money. And so one of the things that those people say, I mean, I may have my thoughts about it. I say people can buy time on my program, tell their story. And if I have a different story, I'll tell a different story. But in terms of where the money is going and why we have so much of it, television has become very expensive. All the advertising on all these podcasts, because there are very few podcasts, frankly, that work, that have any kind of listenership at all. I know all of you go crazy, hey, I'll listen to this podcast. But there are so many of them. Basically, nobody but Joe, what's-his-face, Joe Rogan, is making any serious money. There's some money being made, but not a lot. And so things have been, the whole business about AM radio, though, in cars. There's a real backlash against Ford now because they've announced, and somebody else announced that they were going to take the FM band. I forget which company it was, but somebody in some company let it slip. Well, we're not only going to take AM out, we're going to take FM out. And that really caused, why would you want to, what's in it for you to take it out? If you build an electric car, you say the electric, what's this, the connections don't work, so AM radio.
It's something with a battery. Well, then fix your car.
Fix it. Yeah. Thank you. You're all that smart. You're real smart people. So fix it. Where there's a will, there's a way. Period. End of story. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a lot of conversation about that Virginia teacher who was shot by the six-year-old. This week, she filed a $40 million lawsuit against the school department, accusing school officials of ignoring warnings that this youngster was disturbed.
Good for her.
Yep.
You know what? This is one of those situations that we discuss where the whole if you see something, say something. And a lot of times people don't want to say anything because they either think someone else will or they don't want to be embarrassed and called overreacting or something along those lines. And this is a situation that the day of the shooting, there were a lot of warnings. There were a lot of conversations being had. There were things that were supposed to be in line with this particular student that had failed. Apparently, a parent was supposed to be with him at all times. The parent was not with him. They knew that this child had anger issues, and there had been issues prior to this day, the events of this day anyway, that all just were swept under a rug and nobody took seriously. So this is a prime example that something had been said and pointed out numerous times. They knew what they were dealing with this student, this particular student, and they failed. The system truly failed.
If it had been me, I'd be suing the parents of this youngster as well. I'd be suing everybody in sight. Got a smart lawyer, so yeah, you sue the school system because they didn't do their job, but the parents or whoever was in charge of this six-year-old child wasn't doing their job either. So they should be in the spotlight. They should be taken to task. They should lose whatever they have, just lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has cost this, you know, who's look at all the people who have lost because of these sorts of things. Not fair.
Yeah.
Not just.
He was supposed to,
not right.
Supposed to have a one-on-one companion at all times. One of the parents, the mother, was actually at the school. Apparently there was a meeting about another situation. And then she left. She was supposed to take her child home. Left without her child.
So she doesn't know the kid's got a gun?
No, apparently the parents didn't know that the child had the gun. And another student, the student showed another student the gun. Another student had seen the gun. Concerns were raised, and nobody did anything. And the faculty, those in charge of the school, had apparently, they tried to settle out of court originally, and they said that this is just one of the parts of the job, apparently. They were looking for more of a workers' comp situation.
Really?
And so that's why she's pursuing a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
This is absurd on the behalf of the school.
Put yourself in that place if you're a parent. You are a parent of a three-year-old. The other, can you imagine in just 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think about my grandson is 8 years old. What would have happened to him? He's a very sensitive kid. If something like that had happened and you have sensitive children, what does it do? It's not fair. It's not right. It's not sane.
No.
Right.
I mean, Doug, you and I, and even your children, we grew up on fire drills, fire safety drills, depending on what part of the country you're in. Maybe you do earthquake drills or tornado drills. But now kids across the country are having to do active shooter drills as well.
What does that tell you? What is the mental health going to be like?
Oh, speaking of mental health, it's hard to get into those kind of doctors, too. I know a lot of people who are trying to get in with their doctors for mental health issues, and they have to wait 4 to 5 months just to get in with a doctor, even.
Yeah.
It's like doctors across the... Yeah.
Yep. And now back to artificial intelligence as to how it affects us, not just in these situations where... You know, there is the people who would feed the information into some artificial brain, and you see that, would come up with a conclusion, okay, you better look out for this person. There are a lot of legal risks now There are people I know who are in our business. You do some voiceover work. I do some voiceover work, do commercials, that sort of thing. Well, apparently some of the tech-savvy smart guys have created situations where it seems that they're interviewing somebody famous like the president, or worse yet, they're developing voice. They take the voice of somebody like me, and they can duplicate it with artificial intelligence and then use it to make a commercial. So instead of paying me to do the commercial, they do it without cost. And so you can be sure there are going to be unbelievable legal suits up the wazinga. Anybody who pulls that kind of a stunt deserves, frankly, to get... You're stealing somebody's identity, in essence. Their means of making a living. And so, and it's them. It's like their image, that whole business with holograms. Remember when the John Wayne estate got into it? And I think Elvis's did too, or somebody else. There were two or three, maybe Whitney Houston. There were people who had proposed doing a show. And John Wayne's family actually said it was okay, and they did use his likeness in a hologram for some really interesting shows starring John Wayne, who's been dead since 1977. So, hello.
Mm-hmm.
1979, whatever it was. That was 79 when he died. So this is something that is another one of the dangers of having this artificial intelligence. You're not going to know what's right or wrong, what's up or down, what's in or out. This is going to confuse the world like you wouldn't believe. It is a very, very, very dangerous, precedent. So anyway, I think people are saying, Doug, you're like a broken record. Well, I think that not enough time has been devoted. I think this is more important than almost anything there is going on, frankly. I'm much more important than the Trump stuff. And with Putin, speaking of Putin, apparently he's getting nervous about Russia's economy because somebody just realized and woke him up and said, hey, the Russian economy is in the dumpster. So what does that mean when the Russian people are waking up to the fact they can't buy anything because their money is worthless? Aha! 18 after on Good Day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner for this Tuesday, the 4th of April. So moving over to social media, I saw something on the plane that fascinated me, something that I didn't know. I know who the Bella twins are. They're WWEers. And by the way, that's something else we haven't talked about. You didn't talk about it yesterday either, the $19 billion deal for Vince McMahon. My God,
we did not talk about it. Mm-hmm.
All right, remind me, let's talk about it. Yeah, it is crazy. All right, so anyway, the Bella twins, one of them is with John Cena, and I'm not sure which one it is.
No, it used to be. It was
she's not anymore?
A long time ago. No, they are both married to other people.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw this must be an old video of him going to a wedding with her. Which one of the twins was he connected to?
Nikki Bella.
Nikki. Okay.
Who now they go by Garcia. They have dropped their WWE stage names and they are going by their real names now.
So what are they doing? They're doing some kind of what I saw was the announcement of a Nikki and Brie show, saying it was time to say goodbye to the Bella twins. Their contracts with Vince McMahon had expired.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been around since 2007. They didn't look like wrestlers to me. They looked more like models. Right? Were they good wrestlers?
They were part of the Divas. I don't know if you'd call it a franchise or not. They had their own reality show. They have their own radio show.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the radio? Is
I think that one time they were doing some kind of clothing line or a wine. They have other ventures. What did you ask about the radio show?
Well, it all is an outgrowth of what they did on the WWE. So let's talk about that. The empire that is the WWE and how it has helped people like these two and so many others and where it's all going. We'll talk about that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections.
Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay, so I started talking about the Bella Twins and what I had seen in this video with John Cena and one of the Bella girls, Bella ladies, Bellas.
Yeah, Nikki.
So that brings me back around to the reality of what was announced over the weekend, the merger of the WWE with what's the cage fighting, what do they call that? What is it?
Oh, well, UFC is the UFC, merged with. Mm-hmm.
The Ultimate Fighting thing. Is that what that stands for?
Yeah. Yeah, the Ultimate Fighting Champions.
Okay.
Champions.
So the amount of money that is involved in this, and it has exploded since legalized betting, the value of these two concerns, apparently for the merger, they valued WWE at $9 billion, and the Ultimate Fighting outfit is valued at almost $11 billion, and much of it has to do with betting and how much money these companies can make on betting, but there's clothing lines, there's all kinds of TV, there's movies.
Well, WWE is such an entertainment kind of situation where UFC is, that's a real fight. The WWE are doing things, but it is staged, where UFC, like, that's a lot of betting.
It's just amazing, frankly, that it's worth that kind of dough. Wow. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Manhattan judge presiding over President Trump's arraignment agreed to allow cameras inside the proceedings this morning. Judge Juan Merchan ruled that 5 pool cameras will be allowed to shoot inside the courtroom, but only still photographs. Although the grand jury's charges were supposed to be sealed until today, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is accused of allowing the information to be leaked to the media. Trump called on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to be immediately indicted over what the 45th president claimed were illegal leaks. More severe storms and tornadoes are forecast to hit parts of the United States this week.
Officials say the areas at the highest risk of the threatening weather include the Midwest and the South, particularly Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. The storms, which could also produce damaging winds, are likely to start hitting sometime today. This comes after dozens of people across seven states died as a result of tornadoes this past weekend. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day! The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
All right, let's get everybody's attitude up, right? It's time for an upping of the attitude. Good attitude time. It's 34 after the hour in the Good Day program. Doug Stephan with Jay Kirshner. Yes, your attitude, your behavior, your character. How many times did your mother say to you or your father as you were growing up, Jay, I don't like your attitude?
I grew up with a healthy fear of authority, so not too often. I think there may be one or two conversations.
But how did that shape your character?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that has to deal with me every day.
Well, your husband does. Maybe I've never met your husband. I never talked to your husband.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I know it. It's really amazing because We've been together for a couple of years, and I know who he is, I know what he does, but I don't know him.
Yeah.
So I have to.
Yeah, he's okay.
Fix that. Yeah, he's okay. Good, good to know. From the look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane department. Two members of a medical helicopter crew are dead, one in critical condition today after their aircraft crashed in Shelby County, Alabama. Crash took place, according to a news conference, in the this helicopter had been sent to transport a hiker to the city of Chelsea, had breathing problems. They were bringing him to the hospital. A crash occurred upon landing. Wow. So a good deed, right? This is a good deed.
Heartbreaking.
One of the members of the crew dies to get this other two others taken into that hospital. But, man. And then there's the story of the skydiver who got tangled in power lines during his first solo dive. Now, put yourself in this guy's position, if you would. A student in California studying, you know, trying to practice skydiving. She became caught in power lines. Oy.
Yeah. Have you been skydiving before?
I don't like skydiving. I was tempted to once attempted, but I didn't want to do it, and I had a lady friend that wanted me to do it. Fortunately, I went to the airport, and the skies got cloudy, and we couldn't do it.
Oh.
I have no desire whatsoever to do this. Yes, thank you. But the what I'm thinking about is I look at this. I did do when I was doing the radio. I was in Cincinnati in the late 80s. On WCKY, and did all kinds of crazy stuff there. Yeah, that was one of the most fun periods of being on the air because people were asking me. I became known because I wasn't a Cincinnatian. So for whatever the reason, people in Cincinnati are not very bold, and so everybody who wanted to pull a stunt would come to me. So this guy who had a parasail, whatever they called it, operation, wanted me to learn how to fly a paraplane and then do it. And so I did. I went to the airport. I learned in about an hour. He taught me how to do it. So I went up in this thing. It's you know those boats that have these big propellers and they go in the swamps and
yes.
The Everglades and
mm-hmm.
stuff? Okay. Well, this is like that, except it has the parachute on the back of it. And then it has a big fan, like the one we're talking about on the boat, and it lifts you up. So I was at 3,000 or 4,000 feet. There was nothing around you. It's just a frame with a motor on it and pedals so you can direct where you're going. And I was had a seatbelt on.
That's atrocious. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It wasn't great, but I said I'd do it and I didn't. So one of the things he forgot to tell me was that there was a big power company station like at the edge of the airport. So I'm flying, and I started to lose altitude, and I couldn't figure out how to get back up, and I'm like 400 feet above this power this power station, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm done. Fry Doug is going to come out of this. But somehow the wind came along and swept me up, and so, man, I couldn't get down fast enough and get out of that damn thing. It was, whew.
Oh, my goodness.
You see this, the same sort of thing, although the skydiver, and he actually gets into the power lines, but apparently he survived.
Well, she was fully trapped, and she couldn't move until they came to get her, and they had to do all these things of, like, grounding her before they could even get to her.
But she's caught on the top of a live power pole with high tension lines.
Uh-huh, and she said that was probably the end of her skydiving career. She's like, I'm probably never going to do this again. Her very first solo dive, and this is what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Is the Trump indictment just the tip of an iceberg, or the iceberg? So we keep talking about the indictment and getting the mug shots and all of that stuff, and is it a legal threat to him running, yada, yada, yada. But then the other things that I was talking about earlier, and apparently the Secret Service is going to be asked to testify about January 6th and Georgia. So, and it could be that they testify. So, if the, we were talking about, we sort of established the base for this conversation in the last hour of the program. So, if you didn't hear it, you can go to gooddayshow.com and hear the whole program all day, every day. And then we have our Good Day download as well, which you get at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The essence of our my question was, where are the Secret Service going to be when he goes in for his mugshot? Or when he gets the charges read against him, or when he's in court, are they there with him, or do the police take over and they stand down? Well, apparently, we've sort of decided from what we know that they're with him at every step of the way. They're always around, whether you can see him or you can't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, as being around these presidents all the time, they are, quote unquote, exposed to whatever it is that, you know, these guys are doing. And so as a result of that, I wonder if they take, when they take their oath of office to guard the president, do they take an oath that says they will not talk about, or in some way, shape, or form, with much more legalese attached to it, that they are not allowed to talk about what they witness when they're with him, whatever.
I would think there's some confidentiality clause.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. I don't know. I just I find that the whole thing is I don't know if fascinating is the right word for it, but hello, how can we help the world be better? Please, I just thought as I was walking around upstairs here of the candidates, the likes of Joe Biden and the likes of even Hillary. Are these the best people, Trump, that we have to offer? We're running the largest institution in the world, the leader of the free world, the most powerful position, and we get these clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? DeSantis, he's no better than the rest of them. Where are the good leaders?
Yeah.
And why can't we get them as president of our country?
There's why can't we get to a point where we are actually voting people in office, into office,
like
people
them.
We want to vote into office, rather than voting against, voting to keep people out of office.
Yeah. Food for thought. We'll have a lot of food for thought. Uri Geller joins us next here on Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo order.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Good Day program at 44 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and I love spending time with my best buddy, Uri Geller, who's over in Israel observing what's going on. His ideas, his thoughts are applicable to people all around the world as a meditator, as somebody who's a motivator. One of the great things that have come out of the movement of making the mind as important as it should be, is how you deal with things? How do you get yourself out of situations mentally? A great way to do it is with affirmations. So how long have you been, practicing saying affirmations all your life, Uri?
Yeah, when I was a child, I didn't know that visualizations and fantasizing things to come true were really affirmations. But, you know, most people think that affirmations, you actually have to verbally say it out loud or think about it. But I also suggest to empower your affirmation is basically to write an affirmation letter. I know it sounds maybe a little bizarre, but, you know, sometimes you may find that your mind, because you mentioned the word mind, wanders when you try to focus on a goal that is in your mind. It's very difficult to focus sometimes on a goal. So writing an affirmation letter can generate the focus and details needed to create your new reality. You know, I always say, whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. You can even go further, expand the scope into the universe, and you can, I know you might laugh at me, but you can write a letter to the universe. You write down your ideal day from sunrise to sunset, and then you write a letter to someone you admire about the qualities they have that you want to incorporate into your life. So once you put these things down physically, tangibly on paper, they magnify the yearning for that subject to come into your life, to be successful. And, you know, also you have to be imaginative. You know, putting your affirmations into a picture or other work of art, you know, that could be a great way, Doug, to add energy to your affirmations. Now, most people doodle, most people paint and draw. So paint and draw your ideal life or a symbol for your ideal life. You know, I have a symbol on my museum, which you know very well, the pyramid and the color the meanings. Every day people stop and read what the meanings of that, because I have it on a plaque under the symbol. So you basically, what you do, Doug, is you create a vision board or a book for the things you want to achieve.
Thinking about
sense?
Yeah, the mind power. You've written books on this. Mind power is one of them. Affirmations, daily affirmations. What you said early on a few minutes ago about not having to always say them or write them down, but having them in your mind, but writing them down, I think you've always been a proponent of people writing down what they wanted, if whether it's an affirmation or whether it's just writing down what you picture yourself doing. The power of the written word apparently is more powerful than the spoken word or the thoughts. How do you come down on that?
Yes, the written word is almost a mirrorization of your mind. And you see it with your eyes. And you can even use body language, Doug. You know, when you look at, when you see someone walking into your place and he smiles, you know, you get a thought about that person. So, smiling while you're saying affirmations kind of fosters positive feelings. I mean, I love people who constantly smile. And you will be amazed, Doug, at what a great mood you will be when you start smiling. So even if you have problems and this and that, smile. Even if you have to pretend, put a smile on your face, and that will change your mood.
Remember that song, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the whole world laughs with you. But when you're a sourpuss, nobody's laughing with you. Uri Geller, URIGELLER. Uri Geller's website. Find out about his museum. Go visit in the Tel Aviv. Fascinating place to visit. All right, Uri, talk to you again soon. It's 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's drama in the air. Listen to that music. Drama, drama, drama. Where's your mama? All right. My mama's not here, but Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments. All right. So we got big drama here, Chucker. What's going on?
That is the theme to the superhero movie Iron Man. Today is Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday. Doug turns 58 years old.
Okay,
he's done pretty good for himself in the last 20 years. Probably the greatest in terms of financial, business-wise casting, Marvel's casting of him as Tony Stark, I would think is probably the most lucrative casting of all time. He fit that role like a glove and elevated that material to the highest of levels. He got huge paydays, and I mean huge, but it's a great story.
All right, but he didn't do good. He did well.
He did okay. Well.
He did.
You're like the 10th person to correct me on my.
Good. I'm glad. Well, we're at least consistent anyway. All right. So I have a story about Tony.
Is the segment over yet?
No. Okay. Tony Stark, the player. I have fallen in love. Yesterday on the plane, coming back from Los Angeles, I watched a couple of episodes of Agent Carter. Are you familiar with that? There was a television show a few years ago. And the lady who played the love interest for Captain America, I can't remember her name, the actress, was the star of that show. And she's very attractive, interesting. I don't know, maybe Jamie, Jay, you've looked it up already. I don't remember what her name is, but I'll tell you, she is an absolutely beautiful character. And I do remember her from Captain America, but they're in the
Hallie
TV
Atwell.
Show. What's her name?
Hallie Atwell.
Okay, what do you know about her?
Well, she's on that show. She's done. She's been a consistent actress in the business. She's very appealing. I do agree with you.
Yeah. So anyway, the guy who plays Tony Stark in the TV show is no Robert Downey Jr. I think that's the other observation I would make.
He plays the father.
Oh, that's the father?
Yeah, he's playing the father.
Oh, is Agent Carter his mother?
Is that, but this is during like that time span. It's during a different point in time.
Right. Okay. Do you agree with me that Hayley Atwood is attractive, Jay?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she did such a great job in that role. So good, in fact, that they took the character from the film and gave her own series.
Yeah. And that's what I was watching on the plane, as it turns out. All right. Let's see, Chucker. What else? I was near yesterday.
Gave you something to do on the airplane.
Yes, it did. Let's. But the box office totals.
I want to point out. HBO is going to announce probably in a week. Reports broke yesterday that they're going to do a Harry Potter reboot as a TV show on HBO or HBO Max, whatever they're going to call it. They're going to actually rebrand HBO Max and call it something different post merger. But they're going to take each individual book and make one season out of each individual book. So this is going to go on probably, how many books were there, 8 or 9? It's going to go on for a very long time. It's going to be completely recast. J.K. Rowling will oversee a lot of the creative aspects of this. This will be a huge undertaking. Is so many millions of Harry Potter fans. I can't say I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I respect the franchise. It's been incredibly successful, but this will be big news when it's officially announced, Doug.
All right. So with box office totals from the weekend, no surprises with Dungeons and Dragons. It looks like nothing else really did much to talk about.
The only thing about this Dungeons and Dragons movie, I think there was not a lot of interest. It did open at $38 million, which is better than they expected. But the word of mouth on this film and the critical praise on this film is so good. I think this one could have legs and steamroll into a successful film, not only here domestically, but also worldwide. Chris Pine is a star. He seems like a good guy. So
yeah.
I think that's good for theaters. We're rooting for theaters to do well, so I hope the film does have legs going forward.
Speaking of new series, Apple TV Plus has a series called The Crowded Room. Apparently Tom Holland and Amanda Seyfried are in this. They're opposite each other. This is a 10 episode. It's kind of like this guy was in Spider-Man, right? Isn't he
yes,
the one who played Spider-Man?
Big name in the business. I don't have Apple TV. I got to say, well, I have like 6 or 7 streamers. That's one I don't have. I wonder how many people actually will watch that show on Apple Plus.
Well, that's the thing about all of that. They're so limiting. All that stuff is having
multiple. You got to be on multiple streams to really get a feel of everything that's going on in the streaming universe, which is extensive, Doug.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, so Chucker, I'm looking. Remind me to talk to you about Michelle Williams and what she said in an interview recently about her being in Brokeback Mountain. Exciting things continue to happen here on Good Day, including Chuck Curry's visit with us every day. It's now 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.